Hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari. Take it away, guys.
Once the door is locked, there's no way out.
All right, now back and making his seventh appearance with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is Ricky Foggy. Let me remind you about Ricky's background. He's from Lawrence, South Carolina, which is in the northwestern part of the state, not far from Greenville. He was recruited by Lou Holtz to play his college ball at the University of Minnesota, and he became a four-year starter at quarterback there. Over those four seasons, he passed for 5,162 yards, rushed for another 2,150 yards. He finished his college career as one of the most decorated and popular quarterbacks in Minnesota Golden Gophers history. He played up in the Canadian Football League from 1988 to 1997 with the BC Lions, Toronto Argonauts, Edmonton Eskimos, Memphis Mad Dogs when they played, and Hamilton Tiger Cats. He spent 4 years also in the Arena League, and he is one of our all-time favorite guests here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're excited to have him back with us again tonight. Hey, Ricky, Chris, and Bob, thanks for coming back
on the
show.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. It's always my pleasure to be on.
So, Ricky, before we get into all the football stuff, one of the things that I love about you is you have got to be ready to go, at least on the web.com tour, if not on the Champions Tour, for how much golf you play. I mean, every time I turn around, I'm seeing another picture of Ricky Foggy on a different golf course. Good for you, Ricky. Talk about your golf game.
Hey, that's deceiving, okay? I do. I get to play a lot of golf, and I love playing golf, and I got a lot of friends who always also like the golf also. But my problem is I don't get time to practice. So my score is anywhere from 80 to 92, which I'm satisfied with. But if I could get some practice rounds in, I probably could be a little better, but I'm going to take playing over practicing any day.
Good for you. So, Ricky, I want to get your thoughts tonight about your alma mater, University of Minnesota. 5-win season last year and PJ Fleck's first year as head coach. And when I look at the schedule, wow, they got a tough one. They got, you know, looking at Ohio State. They're at Ohio State this year. They're at Nebraska this year in back-to-back weeks. They end the season at Wisconsin. How do you feel about where the program is at and what are your expectations this season?
I think Coach Fletch is doing a great job over there. I think the only issue this year is he only has 9 seniors, so he has a young team. He played a lot of young kids, a lot of freshmen last year, so those kids will be sophomores. So I think he's still in a kind of a transition stage. You know, he had to get Coach Kill, all of his recruits out, and now Coach Fleck is getting all of his recruits in, and the only downside is that they really don't have a lot of experience with his guys. So I think it's going to be another tough season. I think it's going to be hard for them to eke out, you know, 5 or 6 wins. But I think after this year, it's going to be more promising. This year is going to be a tough one. Like you said, they got some tough road games, and playing young kids at this level is tough. I think he's got to go with either a true freshman or a redshirt freshman at quarterback. And to do that in the Big Ten is not an easy deal also. So I say look for this year, maybe 5, maybe 6 wins. But then going from this year on to next year, I think he can get to maybe 7 or 8 wins, and then he'll have this thing turned around.
And, Ricky, you talk about, you know, the young quarterbacks. And you came in, right? 4-year starter quarterback. So talk about, mm-hmm. you know, your transition from high school to Big Ten college football as a 4-year starter and starting right out of the gate at quarterback?
I think it was a little different for me. My high school my high school head football coach, was a guy named Buddy Jennings. And Coach Jennings came from Furman University as a quarterback and offensive coordinator. So I was kind of prepared through him. Really well of how to call offense. He had me calling plays my junior year in high school, so I was checking off at the line of scrimmage. So I think mentally I was a little more mature than an 18-year-old true freshman coming in, just from what he taught me. And then the icing on the cake was once I got the opportunity to play quarterback here in Minnesota, they ran the exact same offense I ran in high school. And so that gave me another leg up. I knew the reads. I knew when to pull it or when to hold it and run it myself, which probably 75% of the time I wanted to run it anyway. But Coach Oates kind of got me out of that. But it's tough. These days, you know, kids are bigger, stronger, and faster. And so to play as a true freshman is really tough. But, I mean, if you don't have a choice, you got to throw them in there and make it happen.
Bob, questions for Ricky?
Hey, Ricky, hope you're well. More on Lou Holtz. We talked about him in the past, Ricky. I want to know more about what you liked most about him and what you thought his biggest strengths as a coach were.
Coach Holtz's biggest strength, there's no question, is mental toughness and preparation. He always prepared us to play. Remember, 1983, the Gopher team was 1-10, and they got beat 85-17 by Nebraska. And when we came in, in 84, it was the majority of that same team in 83. I didn't redshirt that year, and another true freshman by the name of Gary Couch from Davenport, Iowa. He was the slot and running back also. He didn't redshirt either. So me and him, in addition to Coach Holtz and his staff, you know, we as a football team improved to 4-7 that year and could have easily been probably 7-4 just from the fact that we was learning how to win football games. So that in itself tells you a whole lot about Coach Holtz. He had you prepared for every situation. I remember on Fridays on our walkthrough, he would lay us down on the turf and he'll mentally walk through every situation of a football game. And then once he was done, he'll go, okay, guys, you know, you guys are ready. You just play through every situation. There's nothing to be afraid of tomorrow. Let's go play some ball. So, and that freed us up and allowed us to go out and play hard and use our athletic ability to our advantage.
Ricky, we've talked also in the past about your success in Canada. You played for some good teams up there. Now, you're playing big-time college football in the Big Ten, and here you are in Canada. As far as the fan base is up there, Ricky, in your years up in Canada, what franchise had the most rabid fans, and where did you enjoy playing the most?
Every stop I had. I mean, that's the Canadian, that's their pride and joy. You know, they are a hockey first. There's no question
right.
about that. You know, Canadians love their hockey, but then it's Canadian Football League. I mean, I had my best times, I would probably say, when I played for the Argos because our team was so close. We had a head coach by the guy named Adam Rita. He knew how to get every person on that football team to play and play hard for him. You know, had the opportunity to play with Rocket Ismail, and then when I was in Toronto, we had a couple interesting owners and John Candy and Wayne Gretzky. So we won the Grey Cup there in 1991. So, every city fan base is rowdy. They like pulling for their teams, and you know, I had a great experience in my 8 years of playing in the Canadian Football League. It was a wonderful time.
And Ricky, sticking with the CFL, wanted to get your thoughts on Johnny Manziel. He's going to get his first start tomorrow night, you know, for the Montreal Alouettes. And you were, you know, forced to go up there to sort of prove yourself. Obviously, the Canadian game's got a different nuance. How is it a tough transition? What do you think he's going to be faced with in his first game tomorrow night?
No, I've seen a little bit of clips from when he was playing in the preseason when he was with Hamilton. I'll definitely be watching tomorrow. To see how it does because I'm pulling for the guy. And the thing about the Canadian League, seriously, when I played, I wasn't afraid to run because I knew I was fast, I was quick, I was elusive, and I used that to my advantage. And I think he has that same type of skills. You know, the guy can move. He can throw the rock. He's got great feet. And so I think if he just used all of his skills, it's tough. It's tough for those guys to stop a running quarterback up there on that big field because there's a lot of space. And my coach has always told me, if you got those feet, use them to your advantage. So that thing he should do. You don't have to sit in the pocket up there. Nobody really sits in the pocket and throw. Most quarterbacks up there are dual threat quarterbacks. And so, Manziel is that type of guy, and he's got to use it to his advantage. And I mean, you know, he's no Doug Flutie, you know, of course, but, you know, he's that type of quarterback, and Doug used his skill the same way. That's why he had so much success up there. He wasn't afraid to run. And so if you have that skill, you got to use it to your advantage.
And Ricky, we don't really see any of the great players up in the CFL, you know, come back, transition back down here to the NFL. We don't see, you know, the best quarterbacks from up there coming here to, you know, lead teams. We don't see the best running backs, wide receivers. I'm curious, why do you think that is? Why don't the great CFL players end up coming and spending time in the NFL?
That is an excellent question. I think, for the most part, I played with a guy named Damon Allen, and Damon was, he is Marcus Allen's little brother. And Damon actually played up there for 24 years. And,
oh my,
you know, And so I just think that the Canadian Football League has a really good atmosphere. And I think because once you get there and you go to these different cities and every city is different, I think you fall in love with the league. I think you fall in love with the cities and, their best players. I think contract wise, the teams keep them there. And I don't think there's anything that, you know, physically or mentally why guys can't come back and play in the NFL. I think it's more of a choice. I think guys fall in love with the Canadian Football League.
Bob, one more for Ricky before we let him go.
Yeah, one more about golf, Ricky. I mean, you know, you have been in the football mentality for all those years, the toughness, the training and everything, and you're taking that to the golf course, and I know you want to be competitive, but does it relax you, Ricky? I mean, is it a relaxing game, or are you still as competitive as ever?
No, I'm still competitive, but you got one thing wrong. I was really never a tough guy. I don't have to worry about that part when I go play golf. But it is relaxing out. I got a good mix of friends that I play with, and the guys, you know, we go in there every now and then. We bet a quarter a hole at times, but that's about as much as we get. But we want to beat each other, but we go out, we have a good time, we really enjoy, you know, our 3 to 4 hour rounds together and just make the best of our day. And we enjoy each other's company.
Ricky, before we let you go, remind our listeners, how can they follow you online or over social media?
Yeah, they can follow me on Twitter as R. Foggy, and I'm the same thing on Instagram, R. Foggy. And then they just look up my name on Facebook as Ricky Foggy, and that's how they can and follow me around.
Well, Ricky, we can't thank you enough for taking time out of your night to come back and join us again. We always love having you as part of the show. We hope you'll come back during the season, share more of your stories and insights with us, because you're fantastic.
I will, and I remember I told you guys last time I was on that I never would get back into coaching. I had no inkling, but I proved myself wrong. I'm back at St. Thomas High School Academy football team as a quarterback coach. So next time we talk, I'll let you know how my team is going.
Oh,
yeah, please do. Congratulations for getting back in. Yeah, I never thought you'd go back, but that's awesome. Good for those kids. Good for you.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Take care, Ricky. All the best. We'll catch up soon.
See you later, sir.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
You too. That's former University of Minnesota star quarterback and a three-time Grey Cup winner up in the CFL, Ricky Foggy. And Bob, wow, good for Ricky getting back into coaching. Like he said, he told us before, yeah, I'm done with that, but good for those kids. They're going to get a great quarterback coach.
Yeah, he's always he has a lot of coaching experience, Chris, and I always thought the only thing that might keep him out of coaching was he's on the golf course too much. But good for him, right? And so either way, he's a winner.